Indonesia's economic landscape is undergoing a critical transition as the country battles its way out of post-pandemic economic challenges. Following a remarkable drop in inflation to 1.57% in 2024, the lowest in recent history, Indonesia's government is doubling down on fiscal measures to bolster its economic recovery, with a particular focus on labor-intensive industries and the property sector. The fiscal stimulus measures announced earlier this year, notably Finance Minister Regulation, PMK, No 10-2025 and PMK No 13-2025, are a direct response to the challenges faced by workers, business owners, and industries most affected by the economic slowdown. Indonesia's tax system, competitive edge or compliance maze. Economic context. A need for stimulus amid record-setting low inflation. While low inflation is generally seen as a sign of price stability, Indonesia's economic planners are wary of its implications for broader economic activity. A closer look at the situation reveals that this low inflation rate is symptomatic of sluggish demand in various sectors, exacerbated by the ongoing aftereffects of the pandemic. For much of 2024, industries that typically drive growth, especially labor-intensive sectors such as manufacturing and construction, have been severely impacted by a combination of rising operating costs and diminishing consumer demand. The unemployment rate, although stabilizing, saw an alarming uptick in layoffs during 2024, with more than 77,000 workers losing their jobs across the country. Jakarta alone accounted for over 17,000 of these layoffs, a staggering 608% increase compared to the previous year. This stark rise underlines the urgent need for intervention through government policy and fiscal incentives to support these industries and the workforce they employ. Fiscal policies introduced, PMK 10-2025 and PMK 13-2025, the Indonesian government responded with two key measures aimed at reviving the labor market and ensuring that households maintain their purchasing power. At the heart of these interventions is PMK 10-2025, which focuses on government-borne income tax relief for workers in labor-intensive industries. This regulation, which is set to run throughout 2025, aims to reduce the tax burden on both employees and businesses in sectors struggling to stay afloat amidst the economic challenges. The rationale behind this policy is straightforward. By easing the financial strain on businesses, the government is providing a lifeline to companies that might otherwise be forced to reduce their workforce or cut wages. In turn, this will prevent further unemployment while helping companies retain their competitiveness in the international market. In parallel, PMK 13-2025 targets the property sector, which has also faced a slump in demand. By offering a government-borne VAT, value-added tax, break on the purchase of landed houses and apartments, this policy is designed to stimulate the housing market, promote homeownership, and revitalize the construction sector. The property sector, a crucial pillar of Indonesia's economy, the property sector is a key driver of Indonesia's broader economy. It affects not only the construction industry but also a wide range of interconnected sectors, from raw materials to banking and services. Following a slowdown in property transactions during the last quarter of 2024, exacerbated by low consumer purchasing power, PMK 13-2025 seeks to address these challenges. The policy provides tax relief for property buyers, with a specific focus on lower to mid-tier homes, which are crucial for ensuring housing affordability for a growing urban population. In the first half of 2024, property investments showed some signs of recovery following earlier stimulus measures, including PMK 7-2024 and PMK 61-2024, amounting to 29.4 trillion Indonesian rupiahs, 1.78 billion United States dollars, a 6% increase year on year. However, the market remains under pressure due to ongoing concerns over affordability, especially for first-time homebuyers. PMK 13-2025 is thus viewed as a necessary intervention to solidify the recovery, providing further incentives for property developers to cater to the needs of lower-income buyers while stimulating wider economic growth. Implementation challenges and policy risks. While the tax incentives introduced under PMK 10-2025 and PMK 13-2025 hold considerable promise for stimulating both the labor and property sectors, the implementation of these measures is fraught with potential challenges.